Good morning, guys. It's Sean today. It's Thursday. It's February 28th, 2013, outside. What is it? My weather widget says it's 30 degrees, local Kansas City weather. Top of the hour here. No, not really. Actually, it's half past. It's 9:29. So coffee this morning, I tried something completely different and unexpected. I took, I have this, like a tea infuser, right? It's this little metal basket, basically, that you, it's the size, like a mug. It's like the size of a mug with a rim around the top of it. And you actually set it inside of your coffee mug or your tea mug. And you, and then you put your loose leaf tea in there, and then you pour hot water in, and it's got a little top. And I was like, I read something on Kevin Kelly's site on the Cool Tools site about how someone uses one of those to make coffee with. And I was like, actually, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to give it a shot. It never even occurred to me. You know, when I mentioned it to my wife, she was like, well, yeah, duh. I always wondered why no one uses those for coffee. So, you know, she's a step ahead of me. I should ask her to give me some coffee advice. So, so that's what I did this morning. I did 20 grams of, ultra coarse, you know, as coarse as I could get it for the coffee, you know, coarse grind. And then, my goal was to do 300 grams of, or 300 milliliters of water. But, I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but I seem to do this about once a week or so where I've got the, everything on top of the scale. I start pouring the water. I look down and I realize that the digital scale is not actually turned on. And so it's just, you know, I'm pouring water and I have no idea how much I'm adding. So, you know, my guess was that with the infuser in there and the grounds and the water, plus, you know, when you pour boiling water over coffee, it blooms up and you kind of get that, you know, the cupcake muffin top, whatever. And so I figured with all that, I was probably going to be lucky to get 300 milliliters of water in this mug. So I just filled it up as much as I could. And then afterwards, when all was said and done, I was like, well, I need to find out exactly how much water I put in there. So I measured, I poured the coffee into another vessel that I did have on top of the scale while the scale was turned on that time. Lo and behold, it was like 350 milliliters of water. So it was actually a little bit diluted and definitely had some, you know, some grit, some soot in it. Partly because the tea infuser is not meant for coffee. So definitely some of the, you know, just the coffee dust basically is, you know, what kind of gets in there. But I was pleasantly surprised. It's not bad. Not incredible, but, you know, for, you know, gosh, like if you're going camping or something like that, this could make a great little camping setup. You know, something simple, something easy. To make some coffee with. So relatively impressed. In other news, that's pretty much all I got. You know, I don't know. Tomorrow's an Ask Sean today. So, if you got questions, let me know. I've got a few. Let's see. Let's give you a little, you know, let's bring up the note here. I keep all this stuff in Simple Note. Got a couple questions about, you know, my iPhone home screen, some stuff about Evernote. Got another question about managing Twitter and app.net if things weren't my job. So if you got other questions, let me know. I got questions about camera stuff, got questions about writing, questions about coffee, questions about, you know, cars. Hey, you know, you never know. I might even have the answer for that. So, you know, the emails, members at SeanBlanc.net, fire that off or ping me on Twitter or app.net. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. And don't forget, tomorrow's the last day of the membership drive. So kicking things off, if you are listening to this show before then, I would love it and appreciate it if you help spread the word. You know, encourage all your friends. Encourage your mom's dog to sign up. Your neighbor's dog, if your neighbor has a dog. My neighbor has a cat. I'd prefer if no cats signed up for the membership. So that's, you know, it's just a little thing I've got, you know. My wife's semi-allergic and we're just not cat people. Some people are cat people. I am not a cat person by any means. So, we'll just leave it at that. Hope you guys have a great day tomorrow, and today. All right. God bless.